Connor, you've been involved in the game for many years. Have you ever seen anything like the events at Old Trafford this afternoon?
No, I mean, it was very dramatic. We all know that Manchester United's Old Trafford Stadium is one of the most famous football arenas in the world. It sort of feels, high profile. And, the first we saw was about 20 minutes before kickoff. It was quite obvious that spectators in certain parts of the ground were being asked to move and then off down onto the concourses and presumably exiting the building. And your sort of initial reaction was, training, someone's just going through a practice routine here. It's probably just one section. It's just to see what they're actually, last day of the season. But then when swathes and the entire Stretford End and the entire Sir Alex Ferguson stand get emptied out, you begin to realise, well, something clearly is going on here. Information trickled down to us in a sort of drip-drop manner. But I have to say, people stayed calm and the supporters in the other parts of the stadium didn't panic. People obeyed the instructions they were being given. I think that the police and the stewards combined very well. And when you consider how many people had to all leave the stadium at one time, I think it was done in a very orderly fashion. And now people will say, okay, at the end of any football game, you've got a lot of people all leaving at the same time, but it's different. End of a match, the crowd disperses. They come down, they go to trains, they go to buses, they walk, they get in their car, they go to the pub, they move away. In this scenario, I'm sure many people felt, well, the game will probably be back on, maybe just a half an hour delay, some of that. So when the crowd left, they didn't disperse, they stayed directly outside. And that could have led to a bit of panic, but particularly then you see bomb disposal units arrive and you see fire engines arrive, as I did. But I think everyone stayed really, really calm at the time. And at the end of the day, when you go, well, someone has perhaps planted this as a hoax, but the news now comes through that in fact this is a training aid, a device that a company were using earlier on the week as a security training exercise, and they've obviously forgot. Maybe they put a few of these devices around the place, but in an empty stadium, they put them out. They did their security exercise, whatever it was, and they have left one behind, and you can only imagine. The member of Manchester United staff who discovers this item, we believe it to be a looking like a mobile phone strapped onto a pipe with wires dangling out of it, and of course they think it's real. And this is the thing as well. These security companies, they I'm sure charge a lot for their services, but they make things very realistic. We saw last week at the there was a security exercise in the Trafford Centre, and I saw images on television. You've got adults and children lying on the ground with fake blood on their t-shirts, fake blood on their skin. They go to big work. This isn't sort of crash test dummies where you just sort of have a bland mannequin or something. They dress, that they go to huge efforts to make it seem very realistic. So even when the police officers arrived, the bomb disposal, they didn't say, oh, that's fake. It was convincing enough from this security company, but it wasn't a real device. Controlled explosion, they then inspected it and they found this out, but this is going to be a huge story because this is Manchester United. It's one of the biggest sporting brands in the world, and this has now been a huge blunder.
And also the venue itself, nearly 80,000 people, it must have been incredibly frightening. What was the sort of atmosphere like amongst the fans that were inside the ground still? Because I understand that the whole stadium wasn't evacuated at once, was it?
No, well, I think that's the point. I mean, they didn't want everyone to leave at the same time to then create a huge congestion immediately outside the ground. So I think they had identified what they believed to be the highest risk area. They got people out of there straight away, and then they asked others to remain while further investigations were taking place, but also so that everyone isn't leaving at the same time, creating a huge crush. I have to say, people stayed very calm. Football fans will find humour in things. Bournemouth fans were amongst those who were kept in the stadium, and they were singing their songs and at the end were very upset when it was announced that the game isn't going to take place. They've travelled up from the south coast. But of course, security has to be the most important thing. And as I say, I think people behaved themselves very well. The crowd behaved themselves, did what they were told. The stewards weren't too pushy. It all worked very well. Even outside the ground later on, police had a huge cordon pretty much around the entire stadium. People were cooperating with that. If it meant you've got to go a longer walk to get to your car, if it meant you can't go to the tram stop to get the tram into town, that was okay. People were dealing with that. They understood the severity of the situation. So I think as a security exercise, I mean, it's a terrible blunder, the circumstance that led to this. But now that it has happened, personally, for a person who works in football stadiums, that's what I do for my job, I feel reassured that, yeah, it works. That when they need to evacuate a stadium, they know what they're doing and they do it very effectively.
in an odd way, it's almost been quite a success, hasn't it? Because, you know, everyone was evacuated safely. You described it as a huge blunder for Manchester United, which in many ways it is. But do you think they will then also take some comfort in how well the procedure then happened with the security experts and the bomb disposal teams coming in?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're going to hear an awful lot about this. There are various people with various responsibilities, but ultimately, you know, if people are running a simulation inside your stadium and they are using devices that are believable to be of an explosive nature, you keep a tab on those. You don't go home and leave one of those behind. You know, that this is not a laughing matter. This is a very serious thing. And there's responsibility on various stages. And I'm sure there's one individual probably who'll be, you know, hung out to dry for this. But ultimately, you would think something this important, there should be several checks and several layers of safety net. And for whatever reason, this has been allowed to slip between us. Sweeps of stadiums will happen before spectators are allowed in. It's been missed in that. You would presume if people are doing a training exercise, they do their own post-mortem afterwards, check they have everything they need. You would presume if it is a third-party company conducting this training exercise, then the club themselves would conduct their own sweep. You know, if you know there's been a security operation, your people are using devices that look like explosives, you don't just do a routine sweep-up job and go home. You triple-check. This is very, very serious. You know, you've 76,000 people. Thank God we haven't heard any reports of anyone getting hurt in a scramble to get out of there. This could have been very different today. And even if the device itself was never going to be of a dangerous nature, when you've that many people, and we've heard all about this too often in the recent past with the Hillsborough inquiries and all that sort of thing. Huge crowds need to be minded very, very carefully, and somebody has created a huge mistake here.
So what do you think happens now? Will the FA get involved, would you imagine?
It's an interesting one. Tonight, Greater Manchester Police have said already, you know, any questions about this training company, this device, that all know has to go back to the football club. They don't want to be dealing with that. From a police point of view, they've nothing to answer from that regard. For Manchester United, this is not good PR. You know, it seems, and this is obviously breaking news and details are trickling, it seems that it is a third-party company. It's not that Manchester United held this training exercise, but ultimately it's on their patch. It's their stadium. That is what they are responsible for. They host some of the biggest sporting events in the world. They've hosted Champions League finals at that stadium. It has, you know, a security operation built in there as good as anywhere else in the world. And this is a blunder. This is a mistake that should not have happened.
Definitely, and it's good news that everyone is safe. It sets up quite an odd atmosphere for Tuesday night, really, because Manchester United are going to be going into that game knowing that they have no hope of getting Champions League football.
Yeah, they need to win by 19 goals, this sort of thing. It's not going to happen. There's been initial suggestions the game could have been played behind closed doors as early as Monday evening. But, you know, there are a lot of other considerations that come in. At the end of the day, it's the Premier League, it's Manchester United. These are big brands. This is a game that, when it is played on Tuesday, will be broadcast around the world. There are commercial aspects that come in as well. But the understanding I've been given is that people who had tickets the original game, you show up with those tickets on Tuesday night and you're able to get in. Of course, you know, Manchester United, the club, they are a lot of people travel long distances to view that club. It may have been possible for them to travel on a Sunday, but a Tuesday night may not be possible for them. So I'm sure many people will be, you know, not just disappointed. You could have kids their first time going to a big game like that, but also very much out of pocket. You know, people who've travelled, hotels, all the other expenses that come in with this. So the game will be played, and it will be a strange atmosphere because Manchester United, don't forget, have got an FA Cup final coming up next weekend. So Louis van Gaal, who thought his players were going to have the bones of a week off after their exertions today to prepare for the FA Cup final, presumably now with nothing to play for realistically, he's going to have to just play a youth team and try to rest his top players for the FA Cup final. But it's going to be a strange atmosphere. I mean, I'm sure many people will not want to go to the game now, just worrying about, well, once they've heard, you know, they've seen images on their television screen, bomb disposal units arriving at Old Trafford, you can see how some people might say, well, do you know, let's just stay away.
Yeah, definitely. And, well, Bournemouth will be making an announcement on whether they'll be offering free travel to those Cherries fans later tomorrow afternoon. Connor, just finally, can I ask you about Bournemouth's season? They really, when we looked at the fixtures at the beginning of the season, we saw Manchester United at Old Trafford at the final game of the season. We thought Bournemouth might need to go and win that to stay up. But they were going in almost a carnival atmosphere today.
No, they certainly were. Look, it's been a fantastic Premier League season across the board. I think Leicester City have dominated the romantic pages and the sports pages, the romantic story. But had it been more predictable elsewhere in the league, I think people would be raving a lot more about Bournemouth. They got a lot of publicity this time last year. I remember being at some of the closing games of the season and the incredible scenes and the romantic nature of Bournemouth's rise up through the leagues. I think they've done very well, and you consider the injuries they've had, particularly Callum Wilson, who scored all those goals last season, who had proven in the opening games he was making the step up. I think was it a hat trick against West Ham he had
Yeah,
early
the
on in the
4-3
campaign just
win.
before injury. So he was showing he was able to compete at this level. And then you think, oh, well, now there you go, you've lost him. That was your one chance, and not at all. Eddie Howe's team have shown that they weren't a one-man team. They've done wonderfully well. They've not scraped to stay up. They've been really comfortable. And if anything, some poor results in recent weeks have been because the job has been already done. And this is a team that's used to playing under pressure week in, week out. It was probably unusual for them to feel, well, actually, there's nothing riding now on these games. But wonderful, wonderful season for Bournemouth. Incredible achievement.